Good morning, I'm Brad Sherwin, technical agronomist with DeKalb AgroGrow Seed. In today's agronomic spotlight, we're going to talk about sulfur's role in plants. Now, sulfur appears in every living cell. It's required for the synthesis of amino acids and is very important in protein production, photosynthesis, chlorophyll formation, and seed production. Sulfur is also involved in nitrogen fixation in legumes. Soybeans require high amounts of sulfur, and generally, there will not be enough carryover sulfur following corn. Sulfur is also important in nitrogen metabolism. Sulfate sulfur is leachable, like nitrate, nitrogen, and boron. And as a general rule of thumb, each percent organic matter releases about 2 to 3 pounds of sulfur through mineralization. The lower the organic matter content, the less sulfur is provided by the soil. In humid regions, such as the Midwest, about 90 to 98% of the soil's sulfur is in the organic form, which is unavailable to plants. How much sulfur is mineralized into inorganic or sulfate form that plants can use is determined by the amount of soil microbial activity. Soil phosphorus levels greater than 90 parts per million, often resulting from high rates of livestock manure, can inhibit sulfur uptake by plants as well. Now, in crop production, sulfur's most critical job is helping produce protein molecules and amino acids, which are required to produce chlorophyll, lignin, and pectin. To do that, it assists in photosynthesis, the process which plants use to convert sunlight into chemical energy. Now, inside the plants, sulfur is a component of many hormones and enzymes. Because it is involved in photosynthesis and chlorophyll production, deficient plants fail to display their normal bright green color. In one aspect of protein production, sulfur helps metabolize nitrogen. If a tissue test reveals a sulfur deficiency, it will probably show a nitrogen deficiency as well. Both of these are structure-building components, so sulfur, like nitrogen, is required early in the season. The plant needs sulfur to build the factory that will produce the grain. Besides pale green color, sulfur deficiency results in stunted growth. Anything that retards growth delays maturity. For example, a sulfur-deficient 112-day corn will act more like a 115-day corn as it tassels and finishes later. In other words, plants become inefficient, producing less growth per heat unit day. The pale color, stunted growth, and delayed maturity mimic the symptoms of nitrogen deficiency. The main difference is that nitrogen deficiency shows up in the bottom of the plant, but sulfur deficiency shows up in the newer growth, the top or whorl. That's because, unlike nitrogen, sulfur is not mobile in the plant, so the plant can't steal sulfur from the older portions and move it to the newer ones. Below ground, sulfur deficiency shows up in a slower-growing root system. Any field with acid soil, which is low pH, will have poor sulfur uptake because acidity ties up sulfur and makes it unavailable. In alkaline soils, or high pH, can have sulfur uptake problems as well because sulfur availability is limited in high pH conditions. That's today's agronomic spotlight. If you have any additional questions, contact your local DeKalb AgroGrow dealer, or you can contact me, Brad Sherwin, DeKalb AgroGrow, at 319-830-6643.